man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris anyhow?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Hyosilver and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, said you might not believe this little fella, but it'll cure that ring of fire for you too. And I said, hey,
look here, brother, oh, you're jiving with that cosmic debris.
Now what kind of a guru are you anyway? And your preparations and cram it up your snout.
But I got the ring of fire,
he said, and held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him and then told him how to wipe it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumble jumble then I told him he was going to sleep. I brought his rings in his pocket watch and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
the price of meat had just gone up
and your ring of fire have just gone down.
With that cosmic degree.
Now exactly what kind of a ring of fire are we talking about here tonight?
Don't you know you can get better results with Anusol?
So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't treat it, don't treat it more on me.
Oh Annie, oh Annie, oh Anusol.